Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Funny, I saw the Daniel Jeremiah, because I was up this morning. They ran it at 6 o'clock this morning, NFL Network. They were doing their mock draft with Bucky Brooks, and they kind of go through the teams. And he was saying, yeah, he goes, every year I've got the Falcons taking edge rush, and every year they go offense.
Yeah, it's been, what, 3-4 years in a row now?
Right.
How can you justify, with the need of edge, Mike, also the next thing we need to break down into this is the caveat of the cap.
Yep. I mean, that's another part of it. I'm with you. Get an edge rusher, and hopefully you hit. I'd like to know and think that Ebukadi is going to continue to progress, but I think he's just going to be a guy. You know, if I don't know. I mean, Grady Jarrett, you knew even in his first year as a fifth-round pick, this guy had the skills, you know, and you saw it. Some guys, you know, with Vic Beasley, he was, I want to say, he had like five or six sacks his first year. He popped that second year, a byproduct of the nature of our team. We scored a lot of points. Teams couldn't, you know, run the football. They had to play catch-up. Dwight Freeney was a nice addition. We had some really good size in the interior of our 4-3. And he obviously reaped the benefits of that, 15.5 sacks. But that's about it. You know, we don't have double-digit sack guys around here. And you know me, I rail on this almost every week. You know, Claude Humphrey, Patrick Kearney, Rod Coleman, you go back to the bomb squad guys. I mean, NFL Network is actually showing the NFC Championship from 98-99 right now against the Vikings.
A lot of that was before the turn of the century, yeah. Mike. It's been that long.
Literally. So that's getting back to Chris's point. Dallas Turner, Jared Verse. Carl's argument for him, you guys, if you listen to the show, he said if he's better than Verse, why didn't he pop more in Alabama? I don't know. I mean, he's certainly the measurables. Some people have him an edge over Jared Verse. He's long and athletic. You know, I mean, maybe he was just doing what was asked of him in that system. I think it was what Steele was the coach that last year at Alabama.
Yeah.
So either way, that would be the play. You get Dallas Turner and you go to work and it's done. But if you feel that Joe Alt is a guy that's going to be a generational piece, everyone looks at him as a 10-year guy, plug and play like Lindstrom is. And then he could start for McGarry or, you know, whatever. And then you could be the heir apparent to Jake. But Trench is still, because you got Kirk Cousins on it. We got 3 years to get to the Super Bowl. I know guys want to laugh at it. Fine, that's what the philosophy is. And to do that, that cat's got to stay upright.
Yeah, and the thing is about the offensive line, Mike. I think you could still find value in the later rounds. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to find comparable value in the first round to a Jared Verse in the second or third round. I think there's two. Well, you got Latu and Chop Robinson, who I think are a half step below, but I think they'd be gone by the time the Falcons would be picking again. So I think you're looking at that third tier of edge rushers. And with the offensive line, Alt is basically, you know, your number one head and shoulders above, and then the next group is a step below, which you can find in the second and third round. And if you trust McGarry for one more season, in my opinion, the only position that you need to upgrade on the offensive line, like capital N-E-E-D, is center.
Right. And that's one that now we think, now unless this new group feels that Dahlman can do the job, but there were some whispers that Dahlman maybe wasn't up to the task. You know, there was a lot of issues at times last year. It was either McGarry getting beat on roller skates from an elite edge rusher or sometimes up the middle. But I thought that, you know, Bergeron did a great job. You know, we never complained about him once last year. But it is edge rush. And to Turtle's point, I do agree with you. If you felt that, here's the thing, said this yesterday. Everybody's got their rankings, right? So we know Dallas Turner and Verse, they're perceived to be the two best. If the Falcons have a corner higher up on their white erase board, then it's going to be the corner. But I'm with Chris. Then you're in the same boat as we were 2 years ago when we drafted Ebukadi. He's a tier two edge rusher. He's not that tier one guy, right? Those guys are considered the best of the best of the best.
Sir.
So that's where you want to see him go. So I'm with you. But you still don't like the idea of trading down, even if we could trade down and get a Jared Verse and pick up maybe another second or a third?
No, because if you don't get it right, Mike, you are going to be sitting there kicking yourself in the butt for the next decade, because one of those two guys, or maybe both of them, are going to go somewhere, and they're going to become franchise cornerstone players on the edge. When was the last time the Falcons had a Cam Jordan, had a Brian Burns, a guy that you know is coming in every single year, Devin White? In our, I just named guys in our own freaking division that were part of teams that were the anchors of the cornerstone of the defense. The Falcons have not had a guy play that position on the edge since the guys that you just named from the late 90s and the early 2000s. So don't be cute. Kiss it, Mike. Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.